Tantor Audio presents If the Shoe Kills by Lynn Cahoon. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. The holidays were supposed to be a time of goodwill, celebration, and community. You couldn't tell it from the glares going around the table as Mayor Baylor talked. Earlier, the leader of our little town had the group eating out of his hand. Then all hell broke loose. Focusing on the uproar going on at the business-to-business monthly meeting, I wondered if the shop owners gathered around the mismatched tables had even seen the calendar. As South Cove's council liaison, I volunteered my shop each month for the meeting. I'm Jill Gardner, owner of Coffee, Books, and More, and president of the I Hate Mayor Baylor Club. A red-faced Bill Simmons, chair of the business council and owner of South Cove Bed and Breakfast, stood at the front of the table, trying to get the group to quiet down. Aunt Jackie issued a shrill, ear-splitting whistle, two-finger variety. My aunt could make me smile even in the worst situations. She'd been a rock the last year during all the craziness that had been my life. Now I didn't know what I'd do without her help with Coffee, Books, and More, or without seeing her on a daily basis. The room finally quieted. I'd been the city council liaison with the business community in our little coastal California tourist town for the last 5 years. I'd never heard this kind of uproar over the mayor's mandate before. Maybe the Honorable Mayor Baylor was losing a bit of his power over the group. "Look, I know it's a bad time for many of us to take on a charity project."